Chapter 4. Always keep an edge on your knife. One of the foundational skills which has woven its way throughout my life was sales, which I learned from Dan Bacon when I lived in Clinton, New Jersey. Our relationship began when I wanted to learn how to bow hunt. That's right, a one-armed guy that wanted to bow hunt. A little background. I had already gotten a hunting license and passed the safety course. I could handle a rifle and a shotgun. But bow hunting was going to be different. When I first started to explore this idea, a local sports shop fellow thought I could do it if I used a release. It is a mechanical device that you hold in your hand as you draw the bow back, eliminating the need to hold the bow string with your fingers, and has a trigger that releases a string if you have two strong hands. At the time, buying and using a release was illegal in New Jersey. I wrote to the proper department in New Jersey to ask if I could get a special permit as I was handicapped. They said no, but gave me a general handicapped hunting permit that let me hunt for my car. I guess the laws at that time covered people with impaired legs, but not arms. And anyway, hunting, any sort of hunting from a car, was not going to help me very much, but I got the special permit anyway. Not to be deterred, I got a bow release outside of New Jersey and took it to Dan's shop to be customized for my specific needs. He and his wife, Pam, owned Made to Order, a sheepskin and leather shop that also sold gifts and jewelry. Dan was a fellow that looked like Kenny Rogers, handsome and friendly, and Pam was a wonderful woman that was perfectly paired to him, understanding, friendly, talented, with a great laugh. The idea of a one-armed 18-year-old who wanted to shoot a bow really impressed Dan. He was an avid outdoorsman, Boy Scout leader, hunter safety instructor, wildlife photographer, and the best salesman I have ever met to this day. Dan's son and best hunting buddy, Dan Jr., named Bumper, for the way he kicked his mother during her pregnancy, had moved away to Laramie, Wyoming. And now here was this young man, me, just a few years younger than his son, wanting to learn how to hunt. The stars were aligning. Dan immediately started building a harness for me to wear, so I could attach the release and string to my chest, and stretch out my right arm to extend the bow. After about a week of trial and error, we accomplished the task. I took the bow hunting safety class and passed the test with flying colors, using the specialized release mechanism. The state officials didn't really know what to do with me. A determined handicapped kid, bucking the system, and more than satisfying the requirements in place at the time. I don't think Dan ever charged me for the work, and instead accepted me as one of his kids. From then on, when he referred to me, he introduced me as his adopted son. One of the amazing things about Dan was his kind and gentle way of dealing with people. He remembered people's names and always took the time to ask them about their story, appearing to be truly interested in them and what they had to say. Dan sold maps and globes to schools for Rand McNally in the early 1960s and made $100,000 a year doing it. That's almost $1 million in today's money, and I learned so much watching him in action over 20 years. Each year, we traveled to Laramie, Wyoming for our annual mule deer hunt, where we joined his son Bump, as I called him. He treated me like a brother and mentored me on the art of big game hunting. Bump was an amazing marksman. He would get up in the morning the first day of hunting and he'd say, "Well, where do you want me to place the bullet? Head or heart?" I'd always say head because I knew it was a harder target, and if you make the slightest mistake, you'll knock off the antlers, but damn if that wasn't exactly where he'd shoot the deer. He also taught me the art of stalking a deer. He would say, "Stand right here on this spot and on this side of this tree, and I will get the deer to run right by you. See you in about an hour. Oh, and don't miss," he'd say with a big smile. It didn't take me long to realize that it would be wise to listen to him. I'd think I knew better, and I would move to some other spot nearby. And in about an hour, I'd see the big buck run past the tree they had told me to stand by, blowing my chance for it. He never made me feel bad, but I would, because I felt like I had let him down after he spent so much energy trying to help me. Dan would keep a bunch of little gifts in his pocket to give away to people he met. In the beginning, they were bite lights. These were small flashlights that when you squeezed them, they lit up. He encased them in deerskin and added a leather thong so you could wear them around your neck. The idea was, when you were using your hands, you could put the light in your mouth to light up what you were doing. Later, when he began making jewelry, he'd have beaded earrings in his pocket. When we would stop and have lunch at a diner or restaurant, the waitress would arrive and see us, two young fellows and a guy that looked like Kenny Rogers, or as time went by, Santa Claus. He would start up a conversation with her, notice something about her, and pay her a compliment. When she would return with the drinks, he'd hand her a gift of earrings that maybe matched her eyes. Well, let me explain. This was in no way flirting. It was never about that. He had no interest in that at all. All the years I knew the man, he wasn't that guy, but he couldn't control his desire to make new friends and be kind to others. Let's just say, when it was time for dessert, his piece of pie always looked a lot bigger than ours. Dan taught me two valuable lessons. First, never ask for a favor until you've done a favor. And second, don't negotiate. If the man says it costs $5, you pay $5 if you want it. If not, walk away. He always hated when he gave people a deal and they would try to get more. Dan demonstrated how to sell and gave the tools to me, which in the right hands is a superpower, but in the wrong hands, it's a dangerous weapon. I had a strong foundation, the mantras of ever forward, don't let anything stop you, pay attention to the details, and now, how to sell.